Well, we're heading back to Brussels once again. There we find Malcolm Bailey, Chair for DCANS, that is the Dairy Companies Association of New Zealand. Malcolm, we've already spoken to Minister for Agriculture, Damien O'Connor. He says you've got a bit of butter in there. Have you popped the champagne over that yet? Good afternoon.
Well, unfortunately, we're very disappointed with the outcome. The volumes of new access into the market are very small, and they come also with some difficulty around crossing tariff barriers that will remain. So unfortunately, we're not convinced that there will be really commercially meaningful access going forward into this market. And we are concerned that the government has calculated benefits that are incorrect, that the benefits will be much smaller than the claimed $600 million over time, because they're assuming that any product that goes into the market will have a zero value at the present time. But in fact, we're selling all of those tons into other markets, and the benefit from being able to pivot and sell into the EU will be the marginal increase in price of those tons of product.
So definitely no champagne then, Malcolm?
No. In terms of the potential, we feel that, you know, we've ended up in a pretty poor position. Do acknowledge that, you know, the agreement overall will benefit other sectors of the economy, but unfortunately not us particularly.
Malcolm, did we give up too easily?
Well, we were calling on the government not to conclude a deal unless we saw a significant uplift in the dairy and beef access. And unfortunately, they didn't heed our call. We felt that based on other trade agreements that we'd been through, pausing and reflecting on where we were at and taking more time had paid dividends. And we thought through our assessment that that could be the case here. It wasn't to be.
Could it be that the EU called our bluff and said, look, we're going to walk away unless you sign this?
Our assessment from what we were hearing was that the EU were very keen to conclude a deal, and that it would be quite embarrassing for them if they failed to do so. When you think about a market of 5 million people with a liberal democracy, similar values and no real threat to them, failure to conclude a deal with us would look pretty bad for them. Unfortunately, we signalled ahead of time at a government level that we were prepared to keep weakening our position. That's how we assessed it, and it made life for our negotiators very difficult. And unfortunately, the price we paid for that was not getting a good outcome for dairy and beef.
Malcolm, before I let you go, what is the implications around the cheese names? I know that's been a big part of the deal.
That's right. The Europeans were keen to stop us using a number of cheese names. That has been limited to grandparenting of two cheese names, Parmesan and Gruyere. And unfortunately, over 9 years, the use of the feta name will cease for New Zealand. So in terms of the overall calculation of benefit, that hasn't been costed against whatever gains we might make elsewhere. So it's a disappointing outcome. We did see this coming, but again, it is what it is.
I guess there's now the chance for us to innovate and hold a few competitions to come up with some new cheese names.
Yeah, I mean, some people are saying that, but this is much harder than what many realise, because, of course, these are names we use to export. So not only is it kind of a situation of having a new name in New Zealand, we have to convince buyers in another market that we've actually got the same product for them, albeit that it can't have a name they're familiar with. We shouldn't underestimate the cost of doing this. And also, you know, a lot of cheese is produced in New Zealand by small producers that simply are limited in their resources to undertake rebranding and find a way forward for their business.
Oh, I feel really sad after hearing all of that, Malcolm.
Well, you know, I'm chuckling. I mean, yeah, of course. To be honest, we feel like we're more at a funeral rather than a wedding. You know, a free trade deal should be like partners coming together and creating something special going forward. But for us, it's not quite like that. But we certainly understand that other sectors will be having more positive views than us.
Yeah, I've said to everyone else, I hope you're not all on the same plane on the way home. Malcolm Bailey, Chair of Dairy Companies Association of New Zealand, DCANS, appreciate your time from Brussels. Safe travels home.
Cheers, Rowena. Bye.